here. So the only thing I could think of is that I had Gardini's and my boarding pass on my phone. Maybe I beeped Gardini's, but that's her. If I beeped the wrong one, that's on her. So I'm like, look, whatever. We go into the lounge and I'm like, it just wasn't sitting right with me. And I was like, lady, I wasn't trying to be a dick, but like, you do realize you kind of accused me of lying to my face in front of my friends.
You disrespected me in front of my friends.
You disrespected me in front of my
In front of the openers. That's something I cannot have.
You undermined me in front of my openers.
Set an example for the openers.
Next thing I know, they'll be doing an extra five. They'll be doing 30.
Oh, they'll run the light. Gardini?
They'll be walking all over my fucking bits and tags.
Yeah. You know, I saw that joke you did last night. I'm going to do the same joke. I have a joke that's just like that. It reminded me, so I'm going to open with that tomorrow.
Dude, I heard you guys have a joint gay only fest.
What the hell?
Yeah, you guys could probably make some money, dude.
We might be able to,
If you did like real softcore shit, like nothing genital, just like
just play, start with an early one. Start with Twitch streaming, you guys shirtless playing video games in there. Anytime you do well, you like jump on each other and hug. And that's a little, we're tiptoeing into it a little.
Yeah, like for more subscribers, you do like, you know, more degraded acts.
You'd be thick and thin.
That'd be kind of nice.
It's a nice name. It's got a nice ring to it.
It does. When it comes time to actually penetrate each other sexually, who's doing what?
I think I'm out.
What?
Wait, you're telling me you don't want to have gay sex with one of them?
I don't think you'll be sex bar. I think Gardini's the top, dude.
I think Gardini would top you.
No, it's not. It's nothing like.
I think he would little humper you.
Yeah, I think Gardini would take the top. Bro, you got all those cheeks. You got all those cheeks.
You know I love cheeks, bro.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Pat and our friend Jake Ricca. So
is Jake thick too?
He's about 1,500 pounds man with me at the Cabo Bob's.
You guys can't get in an elevator.
No, absolutely not. It would have been Final Destination.
Yeah. Nine people. Limit. You go, we can't get in.
It was five. And some guy commented about how he was like, why are all you big guys hanging out with this little guy? It's just kind of weird to see.
That's funny.
He was like, you guys are all so big and he's so little.
Who said this to you?
A random guy at the Cabo Bob's.
Didn't even work there?
No. He was just going to pick up his lunch, and he commented on all of our sizes.
he saw you guys,
and he probably thought it was some type of weird
sexual.
I kept joking.
He was like, there's their little humper.
Yeah, that's. I was joking about that. I was joking about how I had a fat, drawn carriage that took me around.
You do chill deep with the fats.
I know. I had never realized until that moment that it probably is a weird sight to see me hanging out with only people that are about four times bigger than I
am. Learn how to use like different parts of the iPhone notes, the notes app. A lot to that thing, man.
I take notes.
You take notes?
Sometimes.
Do you really?
If Gardini says something funny when he's drunk, I write it down. And then send it to him the next morning and go, remember when you said this? Someday everyone will know I'm right. It's 2:30 in the morning on a Thursday.
That's a Gardini guarantee.
At the fourth. Right when we got there, guard dog ate some mushrooms, was freaked out.
Really? What you have?
I had these chocolates, but I think they were expired chocolates. So they kind of hurt
expired
my
chocolates.
Expired chocolates.
If you hang out down here, if you get a southern accent, you'll just be Gump. Yeah. Oh.
You had some expired chocolates?
I had some expired chocolates, and they hurt my belly a little bit, and then I ate more because I was foolish.
Did you have a bellyache or a panic attack? What happened?
I had a bellyache that led into a panic attack.
No.
But you kept it together pretty well.
I kept it together pretty well, but I was
fully nonverbal
for about 2 hours.
Yeah, you were spinning. I watched.
How many squares did you have?
Faux
squares?
That's decent.
Yeah. Faux squares are damn near half the bar, isn't it?
I started on two, and then I hit two mo.
Man, you might be butt pregnant.
Yo, think he's a butt son?
I think you have a butt son right now.
My boy.
Or twins.
Do you think your butt's pregnant?
You know, it might be, yeah. I don't know. I hope not. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I don't think you're ready for the responsibility of butt kids.
No.
Because you have to deliver, too, as a guy. You're going to deliver on all fours.
You're going
to
be like a...
They put your face down
like
on the
table. Seahorse. They're just going to come flying out of your butt.
I got to take a test or something. I got to poop on a strip or whatever.
Yeah.
You do. You better poop on a strip.
Oh, what man. Else is going on? What else do we got?
Just that. Just fucking VDR.
Just Gardini getting his butt pregnant. What are you going to hit him with? Hit him with a fucking audiobook.
Very
dude.
Aggressive tech. I can get an audiobook or very, very aggressive, like dystopian
tech. We were doing Skepta. Whenever, wherever we
Skepta,
last
I was sitting with, yeah, nice. I was sitting with Skepta earlier. Like that's Skepta. Dude, that might be the best music ever.
I like Skepta.
Just like
yeah.
British rap, British.
It is good.
Oh, it's dude. Did you ever see the Top Boy show?
No,
it's really good. It's nothing but yeah, it's so good. It's just like British.
It's good.
It's like British belly.
I think Drake brought us that.
I believe
is
so.
Drake.
I think Drake helped with that a lot.
I think he did.
Get some music.
When it came back. The OG one, I think, was just like the guy, the rappers from the show put out. Like they did their own Rockefeller, like. Here's our money. Here's our show thing.
Is Top Boy like Crotty's and Mandem, or is it like the Toronto people?
No,
it's British. British, but I guess they probably have a lot of the same slang. It's kind of Caribbean influenced.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's important. Yeah, it's important to. But it, that was crazy. It was like very much like
the coverage on Gardini's pie. There was good reportage. The reportage was nice. It was in the Herald. It was in the Austin Herald. I caught wind of it over my morning coffee. I went. he's
well, you don't say.
He's gonna have butt babies,
dude. There was one line from that roundtable that cracked me up. Where they were like talking about like how getting news through our phone and being addicted to our phones, blah blah. At one point, someone was like, "Maybe things going viral is making us sick." I was like, fuck, man. It sucks.
That fucking blows, dude.
It was a big... I was just jumping across from like Smarty Pants that? YouTube. I forget which one.
They need a belly slap.
It was just a big belly slap.
hard belly slap for that.
It was just intellectual YouTube, and it was making me laugh so hard just watching people. Because eventually, it's like some of that stuff sounds good, but then like... You lose the thread after a while, and then all of a sudden, like nobody knows what anyone's talking about. Yeah. Like, hold on, let's try to reel that in so we can really get granular. And it's really funny. And I don't think they really resolved much at all. That was the one thing
they
like,
never fucking do.
No, but
I watch all these. I listen to it.
The thing that kills me is like the Kimmel thing is like, well, you know, we're living in a fascist dictatorship that was taking Kimmel's job away for free speech. We're like, yeah, obviously, don't take Kimmel's job away. But if just one of those like New York Times journalists can be like, well, that kind of does remind us of when we were being gigantic cocksuckers for seven fucking years, taking jobs from people because of things they said. You never hear them once be like, yeah, we were kind of on that bullshit for a while. That's all you got to do. And be like, okay, cool. We're back to normal.
Yeah, it would be nice, again, if one side just wasn't a hypocrite once.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dude, the fucking T-Dog needs to chill.
T-Dog
needs to chill.
What a fucking idiot.
Why, dude?
Why would you do that? That was one that, like, he's done stuff before where I'm like, you can't really. That one sucks. This one was like, dude, this sucks so bad.
Especially in the year 1AK.
Especially AK.
You can't do the year.
You can't do exactly what you were mad that they were doing.
I know.
Yeah, for real, I was just thinking, it'd be like if Obama tweeted after Charlie Kirk died. It'd be like, yeah, well, fucking good riddance, you fucking sack of shit. It'd be like.
I know. What we're learning is people need to let go of their beefs. People need to let go of their beefs, man.
Yeah.
Can't be out here. The only long-term beef that I hold down is 50 Cent can continue beefing with whoever he wants. Because it is pretty fun watching his documentaries. Although, here's the thing, though. If this is a massive commercial success, who's next? Because he's going to want to strike twice. Because the Shannon Sharp documentary, obviously we've seen the tea might be the new oil. We don't have to drill for oil. We just need the tea right now.
You're exactly right.
I think the Shannon Sharp documentary, I mean, his stock flew up. Well, no, he brought Cat on. Cat spilled the tea. That was like a $24 million ordeal.
Yeah.
There's so many people going, 50, you have any more tea? There's gonna be some prospectors.
They're gonna need the
tea. Some prospectors going around Harlem Way going, there's some tea in here.
There is tea.
There's some tea around here.
Yeah, you're right. Harlem Way, there is a lot of tea up there. That's tea country. That is.
Or BK, even in BK.
Yeah.
Some good tea and get some tea going.
Or in the Boogie Down.
Boogie Down.
There could be some tea that way.
But that's a major, dude, that's like, you know, that thing's gonna be number one.
You have no tea.
No tea over here.
Nothing scandalous.
Nothing's scandalous at all in the Austin comedy scene.
You broke the story about my butt babies. That's kind of a
Well, that's a big one. That's going to hit the web.
Yeah. True. That could rocket us back up.
TMZ could be covering that.
Yeah.
We need pic. Do you have any pictures?
No, no, no.
We didn't get a sonogram.
Of the butt babies.
I haven't been to
the TMZ people are gonna be gossiping around the cubicle. I mean, the guy with his big ass copies gonna be like, "Oh, did you see what came out of Austin this week?" Yeah, I think he's gonna have some butt babies. Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck them, dude. How dare they talk about our butt babies live on TMZ?
I know, dude.
Yeah, it's a personal thing.
Just reaching out. I'm reaching out from TMZ to follow up on this butt baby story.
We heard some rumblings about a butt baby being born at a water park in Texas.
Your flaccid penis went up your ass, then you flipped over onto your belly and smacked it in further. Is this true?
You must have been slightly hard to get through all that hair. You got a nice true. Net, a butt net.
Yeah, I do have a hairy
I've heard
butt.
This is the tea on Sean. I heard his head gets hard first.
Oh, I guess
I heard his head gets rigid.
The bowling pin. He gets the bowling pin.
Yeah. It works its way down. He's got jelly on the bottom, and it finally.
Yes,
the
yes.
old bowling pin straight to his own butt at the water park. Trying to show off for the kids. You go, hey, everyone, watch this slide. Oh!
It took a bowling pin.
Bowling pin right to the keister. It's so crazy.
It would be cool to roll around in an Escalade. It would look ridiculous.
Especially if you pulled up in the Escalade and my five fat guys got out. That's a big boy toy. Yeah.
The Fatmobile.
The Fatmobile. Five fats stumbling out. Everyone's arguing.
You
got to
set up a trust for your fats.
What do you mean?
You got to set up a trust. What are they going to do when you're gone?
I don't know.
They are suckling off you. All your ad revenue.
No. I like the Accord. It's nice.
It is a nice car. The Accord is nice.
Gets me where I got to go.
It's a bit of a splurge. I'm more of a Civic man myself, but.
Yeah, you could have got a Civic. You don't need all that space. The Accord. But I get it. Once those checks start rolling in,
it's $5,000.
Just luxurious.
I love telling the group chat how rich you are.
It bothers
all
me.
The New York. We're in a group chat with the most evil New York comics.
Scarabeetle. A scuttlebutt.
Yeah, talking about a guard dog butt. Talking about red long hair.
There's nothing wrong with
like
that.
James's beard sticking
wrong with
out
that.
Of his cheeks.
There's nothing wrong with having a big red hairy butt.
The mail stores came over and woke him up, and he tried to kiss him when he woke up. Straight out of his sleep.
It's every time.
Yeah. He tapped him on the shoulder.
I put my jacket over his head.
Tapped him on the shoulder, and Nate went. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
That's all right. You don't have to. We don't have to keep the bit going.
You can defend yourself.
You did try to kiss a guy on the plane, but that's it. Can't believe you bumped into the cowboy. No, no.
Yep, I just
get in front of the camera.
Yeah, true.
You're a millionaire now.
I'm not a millionaire. Sean Gardini and friends in Austin, Texas. Please come to those if you can. The link is below, and also Optimum Noctis on June.
The link
3rd.
Is below. I don't think I ever told you could post your links. You've
the
been
link
doing
is on my page, on my own personal page. If you'd like
no,
to come to
the show.
No, the
link's below. The link's below.
The link is below. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, hell yeah, bud.
Floored, and like another guy, younger guy came and picked it up. He just went like that, and I was like, damn. Didn't say a word. Just like, oh, Sue.
I think you could do that here.
You think I can lure it out?
I think knock one of those cups over.
K-ball, I could.
Guard dog will go.
Now you have his little split thing.
No, he's too rich.
Who does he think I am?
Yeah, he's too rich and powerful. Gardini's too rich and powerful.
Two more years of this Spotify money and I will be Lord.
They are moving in on us. They've been fucking gaining strength.
He's gathering a small army.
He is gathering. They're moving in. They wait patiently. They go, well, these guys are about done.
Just out of his apartment having his freak offs.
You guys bet. LeMaire had some freak offs when I was gone.
What?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Kick his ass.
Dude, if someone presented their hideous ass to my wife, yeah, that'd be really mixed feelings about that.
You'd laugh. That'd be a good time.
I don't know. I might be upset. If I was walking and there was just a big, hairy butt presented to my wife, I'd be like, sir. I might get a little resentful. I'm like, sir.
We're talking an Arab butt.
An Arab butt, yeah.
A full beard.
little scarab beetle. A scuttlebutt.
Yeah, talking about a guard dog butt. Talking about red, long hair.
There's nothing wrong with
like
that.
James's beard sticking wrong with out that. Of his cheeks.
There's nothing. The idea how fruit bats work?
Yes.
Pretty fun.
That was awesome.
That was
that first experience with the bats was as sick as it gets. They were huge. They were the size of Gardini.
Oh, for real.
A bunch of bat dinis flying around.
They were.
Gardo, you're a bit of a fruit bat.
Defend yourself.
I wouldn't
fruit
say
bats
that.
Better than horses. No chance. Added to the list.
No chance. It spreads everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a car, say you're in a car. Say like me, you, and Gardini were in a love triangle, and Gardini had sex with both of us, and we were fighting, and then Gardini came out and shot him. Me in the foot.
We tossed him around. Or is he little humping me?
Oh, he's he
me and him would be like Meg Thee Stallion. And you better not shoot me in the foot for acting up at the Kardashian house.
The devil's palace, bro. They had black men's legs sticking out of cauldrons there.
Absolute demons.
That's what Sean Blazington said.
Did he really? I was going to say, that's a really good.
Sean Blazington, they got black men's legs sticking out of cauldrons.
Truck or dump, dude.
Shane, you've had a problem always appreciating others' talents.
Yeah, that
I mean,
could,
the cork,
could be.
The cork is the craziest detail. There's no way.
Yeah, that might be the real deal.
The she first thing that breaks out, yeah. And then.
Do you think there might? Here's my question. I'd like to ask her: is there some sort of prep if you know you got a big, like you know, Gardini hit you up, you know you have the big dump,
I have to assume.
What's the regimen? Do you like hit a bunch of fiber?
It seems like she was stacking them for sure inside of herself because that's. I mean,
those three dumps. So good that are just out.
Yo, yeah.
You got to get. You're the worst of the worst housing challenged, and then you with a hangover. Waking up like
the beds are supremely they're supremely uncomfortable too.
Yeah,
so you're just laying on a metal like a vet table. Fucking sucks.
Guard dog, did you get that joke yet? All right, well let's see.
Fire
if you,
one up
if you've mastered one.
All right. Well, they're not.
Don't preface
the most
it.
Titillating jokes, but
why are you making fun of Matt? Matt said he liked them.
I'm sorry, Matt. I mean, some of them are kind of funny.
That's fine. It's just, you know.
This one's pretty amusing.
Attacking my sense of comedy was funny. That's a very deep insult.
So you're disappointed. You're disappointed by Matt.
No, I wouldn't say
Matt's
that.
Matt's monologue. You're disappointed by it. Man, I used to like this. Street jokes are very fun. We get them going. Do you know any good ones, Sean?
I know a good one. But
let me hear it.
It's a little offensive, so.
That's okay.
It's a little blue. But you know the one where it's like, what's the difference between a Jew and a canoe?
Jesus. Never heard of that before. Dude. Jesus. Dude, what the fuck are you talking about? And now, Sean, are you that tone deaf during these times?
Why'd you do that?
You asked me if I had a street joke.
Yeah, just a nice one.
Yeah, dude, I know a million of those.
I'll give you one. Yeah.
I did. The guy finished, and then Spud was still in there.
I'm just curious. Guys with dicks that big, do they even shake, or what do they do?
It was a blur at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a blur, dude. I was...
Just smacks the side of the urinal with it. Like,
yeah, just boom. Dude. So he leaves and
he's Spud, washing his dick in the sink.
Spud didn't know another guy walked in.
Yeah.
Because he was still in the stall.
Yeah.
So this other guy walks in and I'm in there and I was like, dude. Like, Spud was like, yo, you see that guy's dick? There's another guy. And then I left and apparently Spud kept talking to that dude.
Thinking it was me. Oh my God.
So we get back to the table and Spud runs out. He Paul Revere's this dick.
Dude. Yeah.
He ran out telling everybody. And
he's also good for talking very loudly about a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And we had just drank a couple shots. Like, we were feeling it. We all sit down. Me and Spud loudly talking about how we just saw the biggest dick of all time. Little did we know the guy was just sitting like from us to the camera. He was that close.
We were.
He turned around and looked at us. He was furious.
Was he mad?
Yeah, he was fuming.
Dude, I was working with Spud one time. We were in a house and we're just, you know, we're just stripping. This is a long time ago. We're using like a, not even an acid, a base. To strip old paint. And it's like this shit, like if it gets into your foot, will just start like melting your skin. We're just melting. We're doing all this stuff, scraping it down. It's like into like a weird sludge. And we're in someone's house and he's just like going on. I forget exactly what he was talking about, but it was like off the wall. Like, you know, it was just some like crazy porn stuff of like, he's just like, and then da 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 da, and he's going on.
Porn stuff.
Full speed, dude, about like, it might, I mean, again, I'm not slurring him, but it would be like if I was in your parents' house, talking about like M to F, or no, F to M, like trans, and just being like, wow, as loud as I possibly could. Like,
yeah.
Dude. And I stop and I'm like, dude, I think they can hear you. And he's like, so what? Look what we're working with.
We're not allowed to talk about
this? Who the fuck do you think works with this stuff? They know the deal. I'm like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, true.
He's like, we're using a corrosive base on old paint, dude. Who do they think does
this?
Dude,
he is the funniest dude.
Easily.
Ever.
Easily.
Me and him rarely get to chill.
Oh, dude.
Like, I'll talk to him on the phone. You don't get to see his face on the phone.
True.
When you see his face, and he's got a stare that he's not looking at you. Like, the second day, I was like, are we good? Like, are you mad at me? He's like, yeah, we're fine.
Dude, I worked with him every day for, like, I'm thinking, I'm bad with time frames. I think it was, like, 2 years. Funnest thing in the world.
Yeah.
So fun to get picked up by the Spud Man daily and just go out and just crush painting jobs, dude. It's so fucking fun.
He's
the funniest.
So we go to the bar. We talk dong for a while.
So the dude's been discovered. You guys blew his cover. Yes.
He was upset.
He was pissed?
Yeah, because he heard me saying it's bad.
Oh, you said it was deformed.
I think it was a problem. I think it was a medical issue. There's no explanation other than that.
So he heard you saying his huge dick was deformed at while he was trying to enjoy himself at Shenanigans Pub.
At Shenanigans. He was just at Shenanigans getting his last drink of the night in.
About to take him and his big dick home.
Then we all went back to the place. The non-drinkers were chilling. They were like, all right, it's bedtime. We got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then me and the boys decided to go to a gentleman's club.
Yep.
To the Pleasure Dome.
Open till 4.
Open until 4 a.m. Pleasure Dome.
Yeah, someone hit me with the opportunity to go.
It was BYOB.
Like 1:45. I was like,
I suggested against you going.
I had a hard day of battle.
Once they find out you're a bachelor at a strip club.
Yeah.
In fact, they did do it to one guy, and they used Beezer's belt to, like, whip a guy on stage.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have came. It would have been embarrassing. It would have been cheating at that point.
Oh, my God. There's nothing I would fear more than getting brought onto a stripper stage to get, like, whipped in front of your friends.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
That bothers me. It's always bothered me.
Does it?
Yeah, I would have never, ever. Anytime I've seen other people do it, I've been like, dude, I feel bad.
So I was at, I forget whose bachelor party this was, but we slipped them like a couple extra bucks to be like, beat the fuck out of them. I don't know if you ever gave like a known intravenous drug user an extra 50.
Yeah.
I mean, these girls, a lot of them like to spend money on drugs. You hit them with an extra 50 and you're like, yo, there's another 50 after that if you fucking beat the shit out of them. Dude, it was like fucked up what they did.
What'd they do?
They just beat the fuck out of the dude. Like, dude, hit him in the nuts and shit. It was fucked up.
It's so we get there. This was my favorite part. So it was me, Butterly, Rainey, Beezer, Spud.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, and I think Kev. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
I think you're wrong on that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You want to name there was somebody, names.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm naming names. Everybody. I went to the Pleasure Dome. So we were in the Pleasure
Dome. It was just you.
It was just myself. And, dude, I balled out. I was very excited. I got $200 in ones. Yeah. They give you those two stacks.
Fuck,
so I was just instantly like, woo, like throwing around.
Get going.
Then the strippers, I mean, they swarmed. They saw it.
Man.
Swarmed.
Yeah, dude.
They're sitting there. Me and Spud are sitting next to each other. There's a stripper's butthole right here.
Nice.
I fucking pied Spud, dude.
You pied him?
Back of the head into the butthole.
You moon pied him.
I pied him into the thing.
Damn.
And he was like, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, dude.
It was the grossest butt ever, dude. I would have been so mad.
You didn't care?
Yeah. It was a disgusting stripper ass.
How would you break
with
it
a
down?
Butt plug.
What? Wait, whoa, whoa.
They
what?
All have plugs in.
They have butt plugs in?
Yeah.
What?
Like enough that I had to like point it out to Rainey. I was like, dude, you see that? They all have plugs in. He's like, oh, wow.
Do you think that's to keep.
He's like, I've never seen that. Wow.
That's hilarious. That's his reaction. Yeah. Like, wow.
He was sober, too. He was sober.
Interesting.
It was BYOB. So all we had like one.
Was that like a sanitary thing just in case they sharded?
I have no idea what it was.
Coke's cut with laxative a lot of times. So that might just be a prevention. It might be a COVID prevention.
How dare you assume that these sex workers are doing narcotics?
A lot do. I'm doing.
I mean, they are getting pied. They're getting moon pied by.
Did he go up against the plug?
He must have hit his face on plug.
On the plug?
Yeah, I actually think he hit tailbone. I think he went like forehead to tailbone on this thing.
Perfect.
But yeah,
bullseye.
It was what a great night. I would leave because then you had to stop drinking.
Yeah.
So we all had to chug our White Claws as fast as possible.
Out in the parking lot.
And then I would go out to the parking lot to chug a White Claw as fast as I could.
Beezer's out
and
there
come
too.
Back. Yeah, Beezer
made friends.
Beezer made, yeah.
He was outside slugging Hennessy.
He was parking lot pimping, dude. He was out there just, yeah.
He's holding it down.
Yeah, he was slugging Hennessy. Good Lord.
Beezer's outside slugging Hennessy with like two 30-year-old black dudes.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, take this. And it's like, I don't think they understood who they gave the alcohol to. Beezer probably just absolutely dented
their Henny, dude. What is this fucking gay shit? Just chugged
They probably thought they were going to punk the bees, but yo, here, drink this.
Yeah.
Bees grabbed the H-Rock, yo, dude. Bees? They passed bees the H-Rock, dude. He probably just drained it.
Bees put in work on Friday, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Something happens where if bees takes Molly, his face turns like, it's like totally pale. It's the craziest thing. you won't see him for like 20, you know, like an hour. Then all of a sudden Beezer will walk back in with like headphones in and be like, yo. And his face is just, he looks gray. He's like, yo, what's all? It's like, oh my God, dude.
Oh, fuck, I mean, dude. He really might be. He might be the, like the patron saint of broskies.
Dude. He's dying. He's dying soon, dude. Soon, bro. So
dude, he was so fucking funny all weekend.
Oh my God, dude.
Well, it's so funny how he gets so pleasant on Molly too. I mean, he's not like a dickhead by any means. But when he gets drunk, he gets kind of fired up.
Yeah.
But Molly, he's like, hey, what's up, man?
Very chill.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
It's not like a dick.
But he's still the best, dude. So, all right, I'm not going to name names.
True.
But I'll be honest. When we got back on Friday night, somebody was like, yo, I have DMT.
Yes.
Now, at this point, I am very drunk. Yes. I should have never done this.
First of all, it's what, 4:30?
It's about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And that was when we decided to rip as much DMT as possible, as if it was weed.
Yeah.
Just kept passing.
It's like a three-man rotation.
Dude, it was... I think because of all the alcohol and stuff, I didn't blast off as hard, but it was like, I felt bad. I felt like I was doing, you know, I was doing hard drugs, but I was like, this is what like doing.
Well, you were doing DMT like hard. You guys smoked it like crack.
Yeah.
someone was telling me that you like it would, you guys would all rip it once and then party for like 4 minutes.
Dude, for real, then, for like 5 minutes, we were like,
and then go and back. Then
it would wear off and be like, all right, we should chill. So you guys were, all right, let's do one more. And like, all right, fuck. And one guy, I'm not going to name names.
Obviously.
He was like, yeah, give me that. He just ripped it, dude.
The theories were confirmed.
The theories were. He's like, I've never done that stuff.
We have one friend we suspected of being a DMT addict, dude.
I've never seen anything like it.
He's a gremlin.
He gremlined out.
It is what it is.
And spaz, dude. He was spazzing on DMT. He was like, get the fuck out of the way. Yeah, so.
What the fuck?
Now, I don't want to make an excuse.
Sure.
But that led
it's
me
pretty
to.
Pretty solid, dude.
I woke up.
Hold on. Dong. Strip club. Butt
dong
plugs.
Strip club.
Lots of alcohol.
DMT. Until about 5.
5 in the morning.
5, maybe 6.
About 9. Everyone else was milling around about 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 a.m. I started hearing people. I didn't wake up until somebody knocked on my door at like 11:30. And they were like, we got to go.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
yeah,
zero chance. I tried, dude. I sat there for a minute and I was like, all right, I can do this. And then I was like, I have to shit. Yeah. I was like, this is going to be a half hour. You guys go ahead. And I got there like maybe an hour late. I had no idea how long that would take.
You were also an hour late too. Like if we didn't start at that time, it would have started to kind of get fucked up.
Yeah.
Because it closed at 5. So we had like a two and a half hours seemed like, I mean, it was war, dude.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was war.
That was crazy. I've never seen paintballing.
Dude,
that was nuts.
Fucking nuts. So yeah. First of all, you were recovering, dude. You had dysentery. You caught dysentery at the camp.
At the camp. Yeah, that happens.
Happens, dude. So
a horrendous case of DMT-induced dysentery.
So we go out. We got there like late because it closed at 5, and I think we got there like, I don't know, I forget, 2 or so. But it took us, we got there. We left early. We started rallying everyone around that time, 11:30.
I will say this also. Totally sober. Awake at the time, I still would have not wanted to do that.
Yeah, it was intense.
When I got there and saw it, the first game, I was like, fuck, I fucked up. This looks awesome.
Yeah.
By the third game, I was like, thank Christ.
Dude,
I'm not doing this shit.
I'm going to find a picture of my back, dude. I'm going to try to.
Oh, my God.
I'll hold it for the boys so they can see. It's jacked up.
Yeah, then you guys all came back, like, dude, showing welts and shit.
It's like contusions.
What the fuck is this?
Dude, that's the back, dude. Let me brighten up that screen a little bit there. That's the back, dude. Freeze frame that. You see that?
Yeah.
Dude.
I saw it live. I saw it happen.
That was the last battle.
That was when you switched teams.
Yeah. We show up there. The teams were, I don't know what they're, the guys there, by the way, were chill as fuck. They were so cool. But they made these teams. I think it was just the fact that like these people came and they were already together. So, you know, we just came. So we show up and it's like, you know, 12 of us. It's like, you know, a good amount of the men in my family, a lot of fucking.